This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Rising Cloud, which I hadn't heard of before, but they're doing something vaguely interesting here. They are using AI, which is usually where my eyes glaze over and I lose attention, but they're using it to help developers be more efficient by reducing repetitive tasks. So the idea being that you can run stateless things without having to worry about scaling, placement, et cetera, and the rest. They claim significant cost savings, and they're able to wind up taking what you're running as it is in AWS with no changes and run it inside of their data centers that span multiple regions. I'm somewhat skeptical, but their customers seem to really like them. So that's one of those areas where I really have a hard time being too snarky about it, because when you solve a customer's problem and they get out there in public and say, we're solving a problem, it's very hard to snark about that. Multis Medical, Constructs.ai, and Stax have seen significant results by using them, and it's worth exploring. So if you're looking for a smarter, faster, cheaper alternative to EC2, Lambda, or Batch, consider checking them out. Visit risingcloud.com/benefits. That's risingcloud.com/benefits. And be sure to tell them that I sent you, because watching people wince when you mention my name is one of the guilty pleasures of listening to this podcast. Good morning and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Let's dive into it. Amazon RDS now supports Internet Protocol 6, IPv6, on RDS management APIs. RDS gets IPv6 support, and some of the most odious people on Twitter have one less service to complain about. Amazon Redshift announces support for unloading data to JSON files. I continue to wage my one-man campaign to support XML. Introducing auto-adjusting budgets. The budget automatically gets raised is a nice way of saying AWS bill goes brrr, because of course the numbers only ever go up. AWS WAF introduces AWS WAF fraud control, account takeover prevention for protecting your login page against credential stuffing attacks. This is a neat feature for those of you who have login pages. There was a time I would have paid handsomely for this feature. Amazon Elastic File System Update, sub-millisecond read latency. EFS now gets a lot more performant. I haven't had the chance to run benchmarks on this myself yet, but I hear good things. New Amazon EC2 C6A instances powered by 3rd-gen AMD EPYC processors for compute-intensive workloads. With the launch of C6A instances, there are now officially more than 500 Amazon EC2 instances for customers to choose from, is the winning line in this post. I'm sure our friends at AMD just love their entire value proposition being distilled down to they cost less. Deploy Python application using AWS App Runner. This isn't the hard part. The hard part is the decision point of, I have a Python application, how should I deploy it to AWS? We're drowning in options that become less differentiated with every new launch. How to expose multiple applications on Amazon EKS using a single application load balancer. This is a handy conceptual walkthrough that hits at just about the right level of complexity and assumption around reader knowledge. More like this, please. Migration options for MySQL to Amazon RDS for MySQL or Amazon Aurora MySQL. RDS, either flavor, is a strange service. At small scale, it's absolutely worth using just for the toil it relieves you from. That said, as you continue to scale out, you eventually reach a point where the premium you pay exceeds the cost of running a database fleet on top of EC2 yourself. My fear with Aurora is that migration looks a lot more like a one-way door due to the lack of EC2-based feature parity. Automate code reviews with Amazon Code Guru Reviewer. How hard can it possibly be to fire off a Lambda that slaps a LGTM onto a pull request as a comment? The CDO, Chief Disappearing Officer. I periodically suggest having a 12-year-old double-check your writing for things that may appeal to a more sophomoric sense of humor, such as, I don't know, they incrementally and persistently infuse the changes required in mindset and skills to embrace the D. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Apply profanity masking in Amazon Translate. The amazing part of this post is that they censor the profanity in the English portion of the screenshots, but not the original French. I'll further note that the term they chose as an example is used as a misogynistic way to refer to women, and this article is bylined by three dudes. Build and scale direct-to-consumer streaming video offerings. This is a joint effort between AWS, who builds great infrastructure, and Salesforce, who knows how to build a user interface that doesn't make customers want to gouge their eyes out. Amplify Bash. Get started contributing to AWS Amplify open source. Amplify itself says, our default implementation works with Amazon Web Services, but AWS Amplify is designed to be open and pluggable for any custom backend or service. And somehow, despite a fair bit of searching, I found zero instances of it being used for anything other than spinning up AWS resources. Come volunteer for a project that starts and stops with you giving us money has always hit a sour note for me. Perhaps I'm just old and cynical. How to secure API gateway HTTP endpoints with JWT Authorizer. I'm periodically dismayed every time I look at just how much manual work is required to get an API gateway to secure a function. Basic auth, JSON web tokens, etc. It's always a struggle. And finally, Brazilian Space Agency and AWS signed statements of strategic intent to support long-term growth in regional space sector. The first thing to go to orbit will be the AWS bill, as they're poised to spend Brazilians of dollars on it. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Thank you very much for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.